Pop Radio Australia. Come on and go on, check it out. Radio Australia.
Hashtag voiceover man is right. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia. I am Jay John.
I am Jeanette.
And we have emotional support with us once again.
We had Amelia.
That's good. Emotional support is very helpful.
We always need support.
Yeah.
Especially when it's emotionally.
Amelia is like our push-up bra.
I push you guys up so high.
Yeah. Very thank perky. You.
And then we get lots of looks.
If you're just joining us for the first time, we do apologise in advance. We try to bring you the best Asian pop from all corners of the continent of Asia.
And we do.
We try not to just play the K-pop because that's been done before. We bring you a nice mix of stuff from Japan, Korea, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia.
Vietnam.
Oh, we need to get some more V-pop on, actually. I think it's been a few weeks.
I love a good V-pop.
Yeah.
Popping in the
actually, I was contacted by a local Vietnamese pop artist who just had a concert here in town on the weekend, and he wants to come in with us and have a chat. I totally missed what just happened then, didn't I? What happened?
Yeah, you did.
Should we just keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, that's really exciting news.
Yeah.
We need more Vietnamese pop.
All right. Shall we go to today's playlist?
Yes.
Tell us what we're going to hear. No, you tell us, please.
Why?
I'll tell you. Nadira is coming up with Fire featuring
yes.
Aussie David Cook. A new track by Dami Ema. We got the super love. We got the super love. Dami Ema can't wait to share that with you. The song's called Super Love, not like Teen Top.
No.
A little bit different.
Not my soup of love, but super love.
What goes into your soup of love? Okay, just checking. Heaps of other stuff, of course. Radio Karaoke might be the last one for a while. We've got our movie review with Shaz, our intro to Asian pop, of course. And we're going to bring you that interview that we did last week with BAP in Melbourne.
Where are you from?
From Korea.
Korea?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just a question, Jace. What
yes.
does BAP stand for?
Best Absolute Perfect.
I thought they were blonde Asian people.
Well,
wow.
That too. You can say that because you are an Asian person.
We are one, but we are many.
I love Chi Chi Burger. I love it. I love it.
I love Chi Chi Burger.
Okay.
Yeah. Drop the bass. Drop the bass. 21 now. Scream. Asian Pop Radio.
Come on, let's get away.
다시 너에게 차지 어떨 때마지 I wanna be jumping Hey DJ 매료해 나 성토 맷대 pump it
Bring it on the water 나이 눈 날아봐이 Turn it up the water 날아 끼끼 따이 나 대훈 도와 I want it all 또 말한 나의 도끼도끼 oh. About the situation I fell in love with a man 누가야이 次は one night this year 난도 뭐 지분이 지갔다노니 It's a mono situation Give me
Each week, we work really hard to bring you the best pop music from Asia. We're also working really hard to beat our top score on Candy Crush, but that's another story.
Just like V-pop and Jeanette said Scream on Asian Pop Radio Australia 21, their Japanese track.
I actually like that song.
Yeah.
It's very different to what they usually have.
21 are actually in Manila at the moment, but I didn't know where to go, so I just went on to the next subject.
I know, but they're in Manila.
Manila?
It's my homeland. Yeah, yeah. You didn't figure that out, did you?
I did. I know that you're Filipino, and I made the connection.
I don't know, sometimes you forget.
They're in Manila for their 5th anniversary concert. Isn't that exciting? Sandra Park's been up there posting away on Instagram and having a good time.
Because she did grow up there.
She did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So she knows Tagalog well.
Mm-hmm.
And she grew up there.
Okay. Shall we go to some news?
Yes, let's go.
All right, let's do it now.
Across the community radio network, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
Attention. Take the floor, ladies.
So, first of all, iconic Japanese anime Doraemon is set to make its debut in the US this winter. After nearly 45 years on air and broadcast in over 35 different countries, TV Asahi and Fujiko Pro have finally signed an agreement with the Walt Disney Company to bring Doraemon to America's Disney XD channel.
Wow,
I'm really so excited.
The speculated breakup between Yui Na and Ji Hyun Woo has been confirmed this week. Rumors began to surface after Ina was not present during Hyun Woo's discharge ceremony. However, the couple quickly denied the rumors. The news broke during a TV report that revealed after a two-year relationship, the pair have decided to remain as colleagues with a junior-senior relationship. Yui Na's agency YG Entertainment confirmed the rumors, however stated that due to the reason being a personal issue, they're not entirely sure of the details.
There you go.
Rumors of an upcoming proposal have sparked this week between Taiwanese actor Blue Lan and girlfriend Jay Chou. The rumors circulated
girlfriend
after...
Girlfriend Jay Chou?
Yes.
Girlfriend Jay Chou?
And girlfriend...
Oh, his girlfriend, Jay Chou.
Her first name isn't girlfriend. What was that? How do we review
it? It just seemed weird. Can you read it again?
What?
I want to hear it again. I just want to make sure I'm focusing all my attention on your news. Go on.
There are rumors of an upcoming proposal have sparked this week between Taiwanese actor Blue Lan and girlfriend Jay Chou.
Okay.
And his girlfriend, Jay Chou.
Her name's Jay Chou.
Yes, and that is Blue Lan's girlfriend.
Okay, carry on.
Why does this hurt your
Why
brain?
Why am I getting this?
The rumors circulated after Blue uploaded a picture of a Bulgari diamond ring onto his personal Facebook account with a caption stating that he has begun to think seriously about his future.
Mm.
And Mr. Wedding rumors, both Blue and Jade's managers have confirmed that the pair do have plans to get married. However, there has been no proposal and will not announce any further news until a wedding date has been set.
Anything else?
I don't know, Jace. I think there's something really big.
Oh,
that's
EXO.
Happening.
Okay, I have had a very busy couple of days and I haven't been able to get on top of this. This is what happens when you get old and you have a full-time job. I want to know what's happening with EXO.
I'm not old and I don't have a full-time job, but I forget everything.
Yeah, well, that's my excuse and I'm sticking to it.
Okay,
I don't know.
To, like,
I can't
sticky
give you
date
excuses.
Pudding.
What's going on with EXO?
So apparently there's a rumour that XOM member Chris will be leaving EXO.
Yeah.
And he will be suing SM Entertainment.
Really?
So we've had that issue with Hangeng from Super Junior.
Yeah.
And we've had that issue with Taeyeon as well.
Okay, there's been a few over the years.
Yeah. There's no official statement coming from SM Entertainment.
Right.
But apparently Chris is not terminating his contract with SM, but he's just filing a case to re-establish his personal contract.
Well, we're going to have to stay on top of that on our Facebook page.
Which is?
fb.com/AsianPopRadio.
Or you can follow us on Twitter.
You can do that. Shall we go to some more music now? I reckon we should cross over to Taiwan and play a little bit of Soda Green and their track Together. Here they are on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Chờ
Asian Pop Radio Australia. This is Jay John this week with Jeanette.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, I was really impressed by Soda Green's song.
Yeah,
I
on
really
the ball.
Liked it.
And Amelia helping us out once again.
I sure am. That support bra that we talked about earlier.
Yeah. Hey, this time, around about this time last year, we had a chat to young Jay at Crossover Dance Studio in Sydney because he was putting on K-Pop Summit. So we thought, well, we might as well get him on the line again to see what's happening this weekend in Sydney. How you going, Jay?
Hi, I'm doing really well, thanks.
K-Pop Summit back again.
Yep, once again, this is now the fourth time we're doing it. So it's just been going so great every time. And this time looks like it's going to be better than ever.
Why is it going to be better than ever, Jay? You tell us.
This time, because we've had such a great response over the years, and every year the K-Pop Summit keeps getting bigger, this time we're doing two shows. So we've had so many acts, so many crews, so many people who want to perform that we split the show into two. Just because one show couldn't hold them all.
Wow. And
we ended with like a 5-hour long show. So we've got two shows, one at 3 o'clock starting and one at 5:30. And there's different acts in both. So yeah, we're trying to reach out to even more people and get more people involved and make it an even bigger event.
Not bad. And years gone by, you've had quite a few big celebrity judges. Who have you got there this year to help out?
In terms of celebrities, we've got Darren TV again. We always love Darren. He always usually comes down at the front of for the first show in the year. Of course, Jenna, of course, is of course featured and performing. We've got some other great singers and other great acts who's won the K-Pop cover contest before. I've got Kade, of course, Triple C, who's been doing like a lot of different stuff, and a lot of like new and up-and-coming crews as well.
That's pretty cool. All right, well, we were going to get Jenna on the line to have a chat to her to see what she was going to perform. So, because she's not here, we might as well make some stuff up about her. What do you reckon?
Oh, okay, yeah, we can probably make something up.
Have you got any idea what she'll be doing on the night?
I don't, but I know it's going to be amazing. I know she has backup dancers as well. So it's not just her singing, because last time it was her singing solo performance, but this time she's got an entire show. So there's backup dancers, and she's going to be singing and dancing at the same time, and it's going to be amazing.
That's really cool, Jay. All right, so can you remind us of the details of the time and the venue?
All right, well, K-Pop Summit this year is in an all-new venue. We're really excited because it has a lot better facilities. So in terms of lighting and sound and stage, it's a lot more opportunity for people to do different and cool things. We are kind of close to selling out. So if people do want to come down and get a seat and watch the show, it's really advisable to come down and get a pre-sale ticket. There's one show on the day at 3 o'clock it starts, and the second show starts at 6:30. And it's at the Lendlease Theatre in Darling Quarter.
You've done well to sell it, Jay, as usual.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. Well, I mean, as I said, we're close to selling out. A lot of people are coming down and being involved. So if you want to come down, there are still some seats available, and there's a very limited amount of, like, at-the-door tickets. But yeah, definitely come down, join us. It's going to be amazing. Come down, see one show or both shows. There's lots of cool acts and lots of cool people.
Good stuff, Jay. Good luck on the weekend.
All right, thanks very much.
Getting into some Nadira now.
As I gaze into your eyes, staring back at me, I'm hypnotized by your energy as it consumes me in a rush of waves. That's when I knew I've lost all control.
From above, ain't no denying it's love. Like fire, smoking hot, desire, raging, contagious, simply amazing. Craving for your touch, like got me counting days. I'm burning, flame, spark, no lighter, yearning. Breathing you and taking me higher. Devotion, deeper than any Frank's ocean. Commitment is everything, girl, you got me open. Mind to a flame, you a star, no spotlight. Feels so amazing, let me smooth it out, right? You're a rock star, feel on top of the world, but you still hold me down like an everyday girl. I don't wanna leave, heart on my sleeve, caught up in the moment. Light it up, let's go. When you walk in the room, the alarm go boom. Real love like this can be extinguished by a monsoon. Let's fly, no fireman ceiling. You came into my life, I'm loving this feeling. So confident, all my doubts turn to ashes. Never wonder if you can small time fast. Hit it up like a spark, never been another like you. Brother with a lot of heart, tell me what I gotta do. Emotion, hitting like music, feeling no pain. But you got me ready to erupt, no propane. Explosive, no matter the roof, we tear it off. No matter the situations, grab up for the top, you release. be straight fire. Let me explain, I'm burning inside. Burn up white train.
A nice little addition to the end of the song there, wasn't it? Asian Pop Radio Australia. Hi, Jeanette.
Hey.
How you going?
That was actually my favourite part of the song.
Yeah.
It was our little, like, remix.
She was, like, so... Nadira was just so, you know, angry with that guy being a fire that she hung up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't Jay.
Because he was on fire and she was so hung up on him. It's that symbolism we have to take in, like... In fact, yeah.
Into consideration?
Yeah, that word.
Yeah, that's the word, yeah.
Woo!
Hey, cool.
I love it when the brain farts.
Yeah. That's 2 weeks in a row now that you've spoken about farting to some extent.
It's a 90%.
You're a classy
chance.
One, aren't you?
Enjoy,
are you from Narre Warren too?
I enjoy the casual fart talk.
Yeah, we gotta have some of that.
You can't feel uncomfortable about farts. They're just...
Can you do the fart sound
no.
on your arm?
We all can.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
No, but that made me just really uncomfortable. Oh, okay. Sudden.
Let's see if we can be saved by an intro to Asian Pop with Katie.
사랑이 무엇인지.
This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian Pop. Do you see what we did there? Okay, and now, the girl who needs no introduction, it's Katie. Oh, wait.
Hello and welcome to Asian Pop Radio Australia's Artist Review. This week, we're approaching Korean music from a different perspective, looking at Korean indie duo J-Rabbit. Debuting in 2010 under Friends.net, J-Rabbit is made up of Jung Da-woon, instrumentalist, and Jung Hye-sun, a vocalist. The ladies got their group name from their surname and their birth year, 1987, the year of the rabbit. They met during classes at the Seoul Institute of Arts and their music career together began soon after. Since they have debuted, they've released two albums, It's Spring in 2011 and Looking Around in 2012. They've also provided several OST singles for dramas such as Operation Proposal and even Flower Boy Next Door. Producing clean, soft tunes about love and daily life, J-Rabbit's unique melodies are, for the most part, made up of a select few instruments, such as Da-woon's guitar and Hye-sun's voice. However, in their song, Himdeun Gayo, Are You Tired?, they use tambours, a marimba, and an egg shaker too. Other notable songs by them include Yochum No Malya, Your Days, and Neil Mununda, Tomorrow. You can purchase their songs and albums on iTunes if you want to listen to them. J-Rabbit has said previously that they wish people can be cheered up and energized by their music. They receive their inspiration from their diaries and general daily lives so that their audience can relate to their lyrics. Listening to their tunes is sure to bring happiness into the day with their feathery light and carefree style. If you are looking for a brighter day or just want a smooth, relaxing tune to listen to, be sure to check out J-Rabbit.
If you're craving more than our one-hour radio show each week, follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio.
This has been Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Your call is important to us. Please hold. I loved what you said earlier on, Jeanette. Nice elevator music.
It was the
and
best
I'm like,
elevator
music. Shut up, that's the song. Shh. Don't you think it was relaxing?
I had a really good time. I felt like when you open the blinds on a sunny morning and it doesn't blind your eyes, but you appreciate the warmth.
Yeah.
And then you cook omelette. And then you're like, oh, crud, I forgot to wear my underpants. So you've been cooking like naked the whole time. But who cares? Because you feel warm. Warm and fuzzy inside.
You shouldn't cook. What if it splats? What if you get splats on your bits?
Well, I am safe when I cook. I don't know about you.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we should ask the person who's on the line right now if she ever cooks in the nutty. I've done it again.
You forgot my name. How could you?
Jenna, because you remember you abandoned us and you went to Sydney.
Well, I'm still here. Like, you know, you can call me anytime, every day, every night, even when I'm cooking.
Ah, yes. Cooking mood.
Oh, yeah. And I don't cook.
You don't cook?
Actually. No. The only thing I can cook is like, it's in like, I chuck everything in a microwave and I hope that it'll cook.
Wow. Well, it's a good thing you can sing and you're good at other stuff.
Yay.
Yay.
That's what my mom told me. Yeah.
Jenna, we were going to get Jenna. Oh my God, I've done it again.
Who do you want to talk
it's
to me?
Too confusing.
Jenna.
I'm too John, you're Jenna and Jeanette. I can't handle it. I know, because I'm simple.
Okay.
Jenna, we were going to get you on the line earlier and have a chat to you about the K-pop Summit and what your involvement is. And you weren't there, but you're here now. So can you share with us what is your involvement at the K-pop Summit?
Well, I'm going to be performing a number. It's a song that I really, really like. It's called I Love You by 2NE1.
Nice.
And it was very last minute. So last week, got some dancers together and I asked them, please, please, please be my backup dancers. So we've been practicing ever since.
You've been hard at it tonight, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been going hard at it tonight. That doesn't sound right, but...
So hard. I go so hard at night.
Going, I love you.
We'll have to put that on your Facebook page. I think the boys that follow you might like that one. I've been going hard at it.
Only goes so hard at night.
Well, we're singing and dancing at the same time, and it'll be at nighttime as well. So hopefully everything will go well, and 1 week of practice is going to be okay. But the thing is, though, like because my dancers, they have different schedules, so we haven't actually had a full dance rehearsal yet. Yeah, so we've been like working with different people, and like different people have different formations, so it's a little bit hard to visualize everything.
Well, I guess there might be some improv there.
Yeah, well, I think Jay from Crossover, she's going to be recording everything, so when the summit's over, everyone can have a look at it. We can probably link it on our page.
Well, looking forward to it. I'm sure it's going to be a great day, and make sure you keep us posted and shoot us some photos so we can get it up on Facebook.
Yeah,
especially
definitely.
You at night.
Yeah, going hard at it.
Yes, going hard at it.
Jenna, thank you so much for joining us and make sure you do it more often, all right?
You're welcome. You can always call me, remember, even when I'm cooking.
All right. Thanks, Jenna.
Hey, this is Dami and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Do you think that some of that K-pop music has influenced you as an artist, like the artist who you are today?
Definitely. Yeah. I think, you know, I really grew up listening to 90s K-pop music.
Yeah.
I sound old.
But, no, you're not.
But anyway, when I listen to songs that kind of resemble and has that 90s vibe,
yeah.
Or, you know, 90s K-pop vibe, then I get really excited.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now I've got to make music that's current, but also, you know, that it's nice to have that flavor of the past, and K-pop was really great, you know, back then especially, I reckon.
Yeah. Mm. It's good to see some of it going back to like those earlier roots and starting to mix around a little bit, and you're seeing a little bit of like country influence in the K-pop and things like that, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Are there any particular Asian musicians that you find inspiring?
Well, definitely BoA. I also like...
Come on out with it.
I'm trying to think. I like so many of them, but I like... Brown Eyed Girls.
Yes. Oh, Abracadabra is amazing.
Yeah, their music video is so cool. Also like Yuna.
Yeah.
From Korea and Japan. Yeah, of course. I'm really into female artists. They're just like, I don't know, I just want to maybe sound like them or, you know.
Well, who would you like to work with if you were given a chance? I'm assuming BoA then, right?
Definitely BoA. Yeah. Like right at the top of my list. Yeah. If I got to meet her, I would be crazy.
What about if you were to do a duo with like, say, a male artist?
Male artist. Yeah.
Not necessarily Korean. It could be anywhere. Japanese, Taiwanese.
Well, Korean artists, like I love Jogwon from 2AM.
Yep.
Yeah, 2AM would be awesome. And I like some of the older ones like Kim Dong-ryu, if you know him.
Yeah,
he's,
okay.
Yeah, he's from the 90s or 80s even. yeah, so some of those artists.
Asian Pop Radio, let's get into the new one, Dami Im. It's Super Love. And we're going to have some Super Love with Jenna and Jeanette cooking nude. Maybe while the sun's going.
That was the beautiful Dami Im with Super Love, and not to be mistaken with Teen Top Soup of Love.
Dami Im's Super Love is in stores now. Isn't it exciting? It's been so cool, like just hard waiting for the follow-up to Alive, but we've got it. We're here.
안녕하세요, 임담입니다. 여러분은 지금 아시안 팝 라디오를 청취하고 계십니다.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, this is Jay John right across the Community Radio Network, and it's that time of the week once again where we get someone in the studio to play our new segment, Radio Karaoke, but this might be the last one for a little while. We've got with us at the moment, Dino. How are you going, Dino?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Good. You look a little bit nervous, Dino.
I'm very nervous.
What's your story? Where are you from?
I'm from Taiwan, Taiwanese.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how long ago did you make your trip to Australia?
I have been here for 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, but I'm leaving soon anyway.
You are leaving soon?
Yeah.
You come and go after 2 years, just like that.
Yeah.
And you were telling me yesterday that you only knew very limited English when you got here. Is that right?
Yeah, I couldn't speak English when I first came here.
And now you speak English better than me.
I'm still learning.
You're doing a very good job.
Thank you.
So have you done much karaoke over your time?
Yeah, with my friends. just yeah? for fun.
Yeah, just a bit of fun here and there.
Yeah.
Not because someone makes you get on the radio and do it.
Nah, never. It's my first time.
Okay, well, here's to first times. All right, so you've chosen a song today by Soda Green, who we had on the show last year, and they came to Melbourne and Sydney for a concert.
Yeah.
You're a Soda Green fan?
Yeah, but I was in Perth.
So which song are you going to sing today by Soda Green?
Called All Mian.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's give it a go. Here it is. Dino, take the floor.
기나니 왜니 나야니 강조려운 의미로 물당군 렌탐을 넘보효군 니감자의 문뚜이리의 수렴 희망니 우감관내방 나는 랑최딩당 나의 희지강 호숑이와의 증하이 니리의 심과를 심시고와의 존재 이완롱래단 우시주마의 음강원 주고매 조회부의 기질의 신경 미래의 소재 소우의 이체
Yay! There you go, Dino.
It was like the voice of an angel.
It was. He's far too shy to talk. So congratulations, Dino. You've won a $50 voucher to K-Box Karaoke. And that's our last one for a little while. So we should say again, thank you very much to Jack and the team at K-Box Karaoke on Latrobe Street.
Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks for supporting us.
Pleasure.
We've got a bit of a special shout-out message from Oppas coming up later on in the program.
I love my Oppas.
And we've been chatting to Jeff on Facebook, and he's preparing for an interview with us very soon. So you can listen out for that, hopefully next week. And, of course, later on in the show, we've got our interview with BAP.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And there is Jeanette's special sounds. You're welcome.
Heart attack. Yeah? See what I did there? Bam. Asian Pop Radio.
Woo!
I'm Jeff. Thanks for being the first radio station to play Oppa's first single EP, Hangover, in Australia. We really, really appreciate your support, and please continue to support us as we grow. We promise you that we'll not let you down, and see you soon in Australia. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, we are Oppa!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the party. Are you ready to get high, get drunk, and get hangover tonight? Let me introduce to you the host tonight. OPPAS, it's Obas. Let's go!
You can hear 一起你下戏 别当好了Kitty 呵呵Rocky It's a crazy party 跟着旋律 不要犹豫 调整不停
就让我们沉迷在跳动瞬间的音符 脚步不停止 随着舞狮一起转动 Beautiful lady 忘我在节奏 欧巴的音乐音波 沉迷在跳动瞬间的音符 脚步不停止随着舞池一起转动 Beautiful lady 忘我在节奏 欧巴的音乐一波
Jump, 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 jump,
This is Shaz with the Asian Pop Radio Australia Movie Review.
This is Shazza, and you are listening to another drama review. This week, I'll bring to you the first episode of What's Up and Just You, the first being Korean and the second Taiwanese. In What's Up, we are first introduced to the characters and are given a brief overview of how they relate to each other through the use of a balloon floating between them. On top of the regular students and kids, we are introduced to Hades, played by Daesung of Big Bang. Hades is an internet sensation that is performing his first concert. Watch for a different style of Daesung than you are used to say the least. At the beginning of the episode, Daesung's identity is close to being revealed when a man hides in his dresser and takes photos. This leads to Hades revealing to his mother, whom quotes, "If this gets out, you and me are over, right?" We are also introduced to our other main hero that begins the drama committing crimes and stealing wallets with his friends. After he runs away from the police on his latest crime, he accidentally knocks a man over who is then hit by a truck and killed. Of course, he goes through a life-changing moment and realizes how bad his actions are. Things change when he finds himself listening to a woman singing opera on an empty stage. Her words are able to reach out to him when he is in darkness. All the main characters meet at the audition to get into the University of Performing Arts. Just You is a Taiwanese drama just like last week's. After watching the corny, overly cute intro, you may be thinking that this will be a bad drama. First, Aaron plays in it again. His amazing acting skills really shine through this drama. His love interest is played by Puff Guo, who is Hee Chul's wife in We Got Married Global Edition. It begins with Lian Lang in the bath getting ready for her best friend's proposal, when a strange man enters her house and claims he is the new owner. Things start going wrong straight away when the new CEO, the same guy that entered the house, puts up a sign banning all office romances, causing her best friend, Kate, and should-be fiancé, Alex, to break up. In the end, the new CEO and our main actress decide to live together for 3 months until the rent is up. To make the CEO get rid of his relationship ban, Liang Liang goes into lion hunting mission in order for him to change his mind. She begins by making his food taste better with the expensive seafood spice from Japan. Turns out that the CEO is allergic and thus she carries him to the hospital. Tune in next week on Asian Pop Radio Australia for episode 2 or check out Drama Fever.
Asian Pop Radio Australia. Come on and go on.
Hi guys, I'm Tammy from Officially Kennedy.
And I'm Jay John from Asian Pop Radio Australia.
And we're here with the amazing DAP. So welcome to Australia and thank you so much for bringing the live audience tour down to Melbourne and Sydney. Did you ever imagine that you would come here and do you know much about our country before coming?
Yes. We've been always dreaming of having a world tour and going to other countries. But we did not expect coming to Australia this early, so we feel great being here and hope we can finish today's performance well. My brother stayed in Australia for about 1 year and he told me lots of things about Australia. He said, "I must see kangaroo, and there's beautiful sunshine and beautiful beaches, beautiful scenery, and the nature is so beautiful," so he told me to see lots of things from here.
Hypothetically, if you were not each in the band, BFE, and you were coming to Australia for a working holiday, what kind of career path would you like to choose?
Skateboarding tour.
I want to do skateboarding tour. I want to work in the restaurant as waiting staff. I've seen many dramas and movies that showed beautiful beaches in Australia. I want to work as a lifeguard at the sea and be just like those manly and gorgeous looking guys.
We know, Jungkook, that you were nominated for the 2014 Shortly Awards for your charity work with UNICEF and World Vision and Save the Children. It's great to see you are so passionate about these charities. We're just wondering if anyone else in the group are passionate about any other charities equally as much.
Maybe after we recognize that Jungkook is very interested in charity work, the six of us have been affected by him a lot and have been doing more work for UNICEF. We have tried to be more charitable from here after we picked one organisation.
Can you tell the Aussie fans what they can expect from the Live on Earth tour and at the same time what you expect from the Aussie fans as well?
As it's the first concert that BAP has in Australia, we think we can show our own originality on the stage from the beginning right to the end. And all we want from fans in Australia is just to enjoy our concert and have fun.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, especially here in Melbourne, ahead of your tour in Melbourne and Sydney. It's been a pleasure getting a chance to meet you, and good luck in both of your performances.
Thank you.
That's it for another week. J. John, Jeanette and Amelia in the studio signing off. What have we learnt this week? I've learnt the Asian pop radio crew are terrible cooks. Jenna Genstar Woody relies on microwaving a heap of stuff and hoping that it comes out looking like food. That Jeanette and Jenna both cook in the nutty, and that the best cook in the room with us right now is the person sitting opposite me who arrived in the studio with pounded burger mix. Just add water.
I've learnt that although you may feel cold at times, open those blinds and warm those buns.
I love warm buns in the morning.
Amelia.
I should not wing things, except maybe being a wingman.
Nice. Inspiring words. I might kick off. Even crazy cat ladies now have a place to go in the city to admire their feline friends. So no stress if you feel like the oddball. There's a special place for you too. You know what that place is?
My heart.
That place is Asian Pop Radio.
Oh, that too.
Where all us oddballs meet and become friends.
That warms my soul.
My inspiring words of the day is, you know, it's time to move on when you start to miss the memories rather than you miss the person you made them with.
Yeah.
Why do you get so deep all of a sudden?
Good stuff. Let's go out with BAP because you only get one shot after all. Don't you, Jeanette?
Know what I mean?
She's giving me that evil glare.
Know what I mean?
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One shot.
Okay. Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ow!
Too much? Too over the top? It's a pop radio. See ya. Something that you already know. You just get to rock to me. Now, man. To win and I'm bored. Don't get it good. It's about your mind and loot. Get your mind out for the gutter. Ship it down with an acting on audio. One shot, one chance. Do one enough, so much. It's my chat to begin. Me, Josh, nigga, don't build. Jack, I'm gonna build your blood. Just do it.